Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Border Culture Theory, Imagination, Geopolitics by Victor Conrad and Anne-Laure Amilhat-Sarry is a scholarly work in border studies, cultural geography, geopolitics, and cultural theory. Published in the Routledge Borderlands Studies series, it examines borders not only as territorial lines or instruments of state control, but as cultural spaces where meaning, identity, imagination, and power are produced. The book asks how borders shape culture and how cultural narratives, images, practices, and representations reshape the meaning of borders. Its purpose is theoretical and synthetic. It brings cultural theory into conversation with established border studies, while also addressing contemporary contexts such as migration debates, the refugee crisis, transnationalism, and pandemic-era border politics. Rather than treating culture as a secondary effect of geopolitical boundaries, the authors position culture as central to how borders are experienced, justified, resisted, and transformed across everyday life, national narratives, and cross-border relations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, borders as cultural spaces rather than simple territorial lines. A central contribution of border culture is its insistence that borders should not be reduced to fixed lines on maps or administrative checkpoints. Conrad and Amilhat-Sarry frame borders as cultural spaces in which meanings are made, contested, and circulated. This approach shifts attention from the border as a purely legal or geopolitical device to the border as a lived and imagined environment. A border can separate states, but it also produces ways of thinking about belonging, difference, security, mobility, and identity. The book, therefore, treats culture not as decoration around political boundaries, but as part of the mechanism through which borders operate. This matters because border policies often gain legitimacy through cultural assumptions about nationhood, danger, hospitality, purity, or community. By analyzing borders as spaces of cultural production, the authors make it possible to study walls, crossings, borderlands, and frontier narratives together. The result is a broader concept of border culture that includes symbolic forms, social practices, and material landscapes. Secondly, border imaginaries and the role of imagination in geopolitics. The book places strong emphasis on border imaginaries, meaning the ways people, states, communities, artists, and institutions imagine what borders are and what they should do. This focus is important because borders are never sustained by law and infrastructure alone. They also depend on shared images, fears, aspirations, memories, and narratives. A border may be imagined as protection, exclusion, opportunity, wound, bridge, or threshold, and these imagined meanings influence political choices and social behavior. Conrad and Amilhat-Sarry connect these imaginaries to geopolitics by showing that ideas about borders help structure cooperation and conflict between places. The imagination is therefore not treated as separate from material politics. It is part of how territorial authority is made persuasive and how alternatives to that authority become thinkable. This perspective is especially useful for analyzing contemporary debates about migration, security, and sovereignty, where border images often become politically powerful before they are fully understood as cultural constructions. Thirdly, national narratives and counter-narratives at border regions. Another major concern of the book is the relationship between borders and national storytelling. Borders are frequently used to define the nation by marking where it begins and ends, who belongs inside it, and who is placed outside it. National narratives can make borders appear natural, historically inevitable, or morally necessary, even when they are the result of conflict, negotiation, or colonial and post-colonial processes. The authors also attend to counter-narratives which emerge from border communities, indigenous peoples, migrants, artists, minorities, and other groups whose experiences do not fit official state-centered accounts. These counter-narratives complicate the idea that borders simply contain unified national cultures. They reveal overlapping identities, hybrid practices, disputed memories, and everyday forms of cross-border connection. By analyzing both national narratives and their alternatives, the book shows how border culture is shaped by competing claims over history and belonging. This makes the border a site of symbolic struggle as much as a site of regulation. Fourthly, cultural production as both product and producer of border dynamics. Border culture gives substantial attention to cultural production, including the ways literature, art, performance, media, public memory, and everyday representation participate in making borders meaningful. Cultural works do not merely reflect border conditions after the fact. They can also challenge official categories, reframe border violence, visualize mobility, and imagine forms of relation that exceed the nation-state. This is a key reason the book bridges border studies with cultural theory. It treats representation as active rather than passive. Cultural production can reveal how borders are experienced by those who cross them, live near them, or are categorized by them. It can also expose contradictions in state narratives, such as the tension between economic globalization and restrictive migration regimes. At the same time, cultural production can reinforce borders by repeating stereotypes or normalizing exclusion. The authors, therefore, approach border culture as ambivalent. It can sustain geopolitical divisions, but it can also generate alternative understandings of place, identity, and coexistence. Lastly, transnationalism, mobility, and the politicization of border culture. The book situates border culture within transnational processes, emphasizing that borders are not only sites of separation, but also zones of movement, exchange, and negotiation. Transnationalism complicates the assumption that culture is contained within the nation-state. People, goods, languages, images, and political practices move across borders, while states attempt to regulate that movement through legal and spatial controls. Conrad and Amilhat Seri connect this tension to contemporary events such as refugee movements and pandemic-related border restrictions, both of which intensify public debate over the cultural meaning of borders. These examples show that borders become especially visible when mobility is perceived as a crisis. Border culture is then politicized through questions of threat, care, citizenship, health, humanitarian responsibility, and sovereignty. The book does not present transnationalism as the disappearance of borders. Instead, it shows how mobility can multiply the meanings and functions of borders, making them more relational, contested, and embedded in everyday life. In conclusion, border culture is best suited for students, researchers, and advanced readers working in border studies, cultural geography, geopolitics, migration studies, political geography, and cultural studies. Its main intellectual benefit is that it provides a vocabulary for analyzing borders as cultural formations, not simply as legal boundaries or security infrastructures. Readers gain a framework for understanding how borders are imagined, narrated, represented, lived, and contested through cultural practices, as well as through state power. This makes the book useful for interpreting current debates over migration, nationalism, pandemic restrictions, border walls, indigenous borderlands, and transnational belonging. Compared with many works in border studies that emphasize policy, sovereignty, security, or spatial theory, this book stands out by making culture a central analytic category. It does not abandon geopolitics, but it shows that geopolitics is partly produced through symbols, narratives, identities, and imaginaries. Its distinctive value lies in connecting theoretical border scholarship with the study of cultural production and imagination. For readers seeking empirical case studies alone, it may feel more conceptual than practical. For readers seeking a rigorous interdisciplinary map of how culture and borders shape one another, it offers a focused and significant contribution. If you would like to support Victor Conrad, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.